Good morning, beloveds. Sorry we so early this morning. It's just the power's going off here at five, and the Lord woke us up, so I feel it's a word we have to bring early like this. So be blessed, enjoy it. Thank you, Lord, for being a very present help, and thank you for this word in season to encourage us, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We read Psalm 146 from verse 6 and 7, but I'll start at 5 from the NIV translation. Blessed are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God. He is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free.
Hallelujah. Yeah, we just see blessed are those of us who has come to the God of Jacob through Jesus. And our hope now is the God of Jacob in Christ. And there, as we said yesterday, that is saying, you know, the God of Jacob let him run his way, but then there came a time in that day where he was stopped in his tracks, just like Paul knocked off his horse. And then God started moving him into his greater cause, into the wonderful plan of him being a prince of God, Israel. His name changed. And that's the reality with each and every one of us. And we've got a Jesus now that has run. Even before Jesus, you have all the prophets of old, the 144,000. You can see some of them mentioned in Hebrews 11, the faith chapter. And they ran their race, and they ran the race. You gave the wonderful picture of a God that is there, that works with those that look to him. And they leave the testimony. Their faith was God's faith. So God left a testimony, and they left the testimony for us in the land of the living. And then we got beautiful Jesus coming, developing on schedule. And I remember Luke 4:19, he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's anointed me to preach the gospel, to set free the captives, to open the eyes of the blind and let the prisoners go free. And then later on, we see they get offended. Hey, how can he say this is fulfilled? They're still waiting for this to happen one day. And then so they tell him, physician, heal yourself. So first of all, they want him to look the part, because they are not seeing what they want to see. So and then he tells him, a prophet is not accepted in his own house. And then they look for him to come and heal and do a miracle. And then he gives the example of Elijah and Elisha, that they moved when God told them. They weren't there to jump around and do what people wanted them to do. So there was a time for everything. There's a sending, just like with him, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, has anointed me. And when the Spirit leads, when that anointing is there, you move accordingly, and then the signs and wonders follow. And it's not for everyone. It's all in the leading of God. And so that was the prophets of old. The whole thing, they stayed in tune with their God. And even in Jesus, he stayed in tune with his God and done what he needed to do, when he needed to do it, and with who he needed to do it. And then the wonderful picture goes on, because later on Jesus says, he speaks about his disciples now, and he says, they are not of this world, therefore sanctify them by your word. Sanctify them by your word, by your truth. And then he says, and I sanctify myself so that they can be sanctified, can be truly sanctified. So Jesus paid the price, dealt with sin, made the realities of heaven, the realities of our name, the realities of being holy and blameless in God's sight, in the presence, in the family. He made it available. That's why he sanctified, so he can help us. And help these disciples at that time, and they are now, the Bible tells us, we are built on the foundation of the prophets, Jesus Christ, and the apostles. And that was the disciples that became apostles. So this is a family we're in, guys, to be encouraged now, because you see, the word also says, as my Father sent me, so I sent you. And so we sent in the same way to walk in the footsteps of Jesus now. And so we should keep hope, keep faith. Amen. Look to him at all times. Acknowledge him in all your ways and he'll make your path straight. Reason with him. So stay in tune, stay looking to him, and so that you can bring out that, so that the goodness of God, the plan of God for your life, for the land of the living, can come to pass. So he started a work, he will complete it. He'll never leave you or forsake you. So just stay in tune, guys. Stay in tune. Stay being the blessed people of the God of Jacob. Stay being the blessed children of the living God together with Jesus. Amen. Working together with Jesus, you overcome. Working together with Jesus, you shine. Working together with Jesus, the grace of God is to your gain. It's not in vain. Amen.
Amen.